sure you've been asked this so many times, but when did you first get a sense that you could write? Were you very young, or was it a late developing thing?
No, I was quite young. In fact, I remember in primary school, I wrote a story about a rabbit with orange ears, and this rabbit was being chased by a farmer, and the rabbit went and hid in a shop, and the farmer went into the shop and he saw these orange ears sticking up behind the counter. But then the nice shopkeeper, who was in colluding with the rabbit, told the farmer that they were just carrots, and the farmer believed him. So I suppose I was writing trickster tales even when I was 5 or 6 years old.
Another quality which I admire in the way you write is in the sheer simplicity of what you write and how you write it. And a colleague of mine summed it up when I mentioned that you were coming in, and she said, the thing about reading Julia Donaldson books is you read them and you think, I could have done that. And of course, you didn't.
Well, I think, you know, they've struck on something really, because what's a bit annoying sometimes is that I'll sweat blood and tears and write something, and it, of course, I want it to sound simple, and if it does, I've succeeded. But sometimes people think I might have written it on the back of an envelope. And the truth is that when you read books that are very complicated and clumsy and everything and sound very effortful, they're probably the ones that are written on the back of an envelope. It is quite hard to prune it down and make it simple. I don't think I always succeed, but, you know, I do aim for that.